Last Friday was International Women's Day, so my thoughts turned to the many women in our community who have done extraordinary things. To name dozens of them would be easy, and I feel privileged that many of them are close friends. I considered naming them all but realized many are unknown to me, so I'll leave that to the Women of Distinction Awards. The deadline to nominate a YWCA Woman of Distinction is March 28, so you have time to get your nomination into them. Thinking about this led me to random acts of kindness. Often these occurrences make huge differences in people's lives. Just last week one happened to me, a seemingly small gesture that made a huge difference. My son-in-law took me to breakfast at the Sunset Grill, where the staff went out of their way to please their customers. After breakfast I asked Mark if he could drop by the grocery store as I had forgotten to buy milk yesterday when grocery shopping. Today I needed milk, and David had our car in Toronto. Mark dropped me off at the store door because it was raining heavily. I quickly grabbed a basket, found the milk, bought 3 bags and a packet of yogurt. There was a long line up, with a cane in one hand and holding the heavy basket in the other. It was difficult. The woman in front of me kindly offered to let me go ahead because her cart was full. I thanked her and accepted. She then noticed the compression brace on my right hand and took the items out of my basket, placing them on the conveyor. So helpful for someone restricted by use of one hand only. Next, she asked if I had a bag, which of course I didn't as it was not my usual shop, but a quick extra. Passing me a clean sturdy cotton bag solved the problem of carrying the heavy milk and I was on my way. This may sound like a simple gesture, but to me it was generous, thoughtful, and very helpful. An unexpected and much appreciated random act of kindness. I thanked her deeply and asked her name, which was Diane. She mentioned she had worked with the elderly and recognized my situation. It made my day. These small positive acts are as important as larger, more obvious gestures. In a chaotic world, it's crucial to smile and care for each other. With all the chaos of, where do we go from here? What will happen next, caused by the fluctuating decisions being made by our neighbors to the south, kindness, togetherness and supporting one another is more important than ever. Canadians seem to have put aside their differences to unite in protecting our rights and the country we love, making us stronger as a nation. One day last week, a man in a busy doctor's office quietly asked if the empty chair was available. The response he received was, "No, there is a 25% tariff." That caused gales of laughter among the 20 or so people seated. To combat depression amid these changes, kindness, thoughtfulness, and laughter can help alleviate the gloom. I hope you are given or able to give some of that to others, and to Diane wherever you may be, thank you so much. You told me to keep the bag, but should you read this, if you want it back, please get in touch with me.